Welcome to this week's episode of the official podcast. I'm here with my best friends in the world, Charlie, Andrew, and Kai. Please introduce yourselves to the audience.
Hi, everyone. Four-time heavyweight world champion in procrastination. Hello. Uncontested, still reigning.
I own far more sex toys than I should. My name is Andrew.
How many sex toys do you own?
I think like 7, 8 now.
Are you?
Really?
Wait, what are they? Do you guys, yeah, catalog them.
Yeah, they're just like the fucking things you fuck.
What, fleshlights?
Yeah.
Do you have eight different fleshlights?
No, I'm kidding. I have one.
That's much more reasonable.
It's still more than I thought.
It's all right. I figured why not get one.
Does it work? Glue fur on them?
Of course. I meticulously got some paper mache and stuck it on overnight.
Bird feathers.
Both in and out of the hole to get that nice textured feel.
Well, I'm sure you could get a fairy fleshlight anyway. You don't have to concoct your own
I think Bad Dragon, or at least one of those companies, makes them. Yeah.
Bad Dragon.
Lizard vagina feel. The one we all want. Who are you? I heard a voice there. Is that Charlie? Chucky? Chimney? Who are you?
Yeah, my name's Charlie. I keep up with cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Ethereum now.
Oh boy, howdy, do you keep up with them?
It's very interesting
stuff.
Are
you a hacker?
It is.
No. It's just a hobbyist.
How'd you get into it? Tell us your story.
Andrew said to me one day, Charlie, I bought a Bitcoin. And I said, Andrew, what's a Bitcoin? He said, boy, howdy.
Bitcoin, just like me.
All right,
it's
Andrew,
like he recorded my voice.
Now you tell the story.
Okay, so one day I said, Charlie, I bought a Bitcoin. And he said, what's a Bitcoin? And I said, boy, howdy. No, I don't know.
Then you fucked your fleshlight.
Exactly. And then I was done gluing the fur in it, and then I filled it with Bitcoins. So my coworkers were super into Bitcoins and crypto, so eventually I caved and started doing it, and I was like, oh, this is actually kind of fun, so I brought Charlie in on it.
It's fun? Yeah.
It can be.
It sounds obsessive.
It is, yeah.
That's what the fun is, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a nice little mind game and recognizing patterns and keeping up with things. It's nice.
Charlie almost committed seppuku yesterday when he found out that the market crashed while he was asleep.
Yeah, Andrew, did you hear about that?
Yeah, I saw it.
The Ethereum went down to 10 cents for a couple of minutes. Can you imagine if we had bought some Ethereum on that dip? My God.
It was only on one exchange, though, apparently.
Oh, I didn't read that.
It was only on one exchange. But
did they weasel out and give some sort of an excuse like, there was just a technical failure?
I don't remember what the problem was.
Why did it crash?
I know the reason it's crashing right now is because two of the ICOs bailed out or something like that, or there was some type of conflict there.
What's an ICO?
Trouble in paradise.
There's a lot to get into, Jackson.
International cum officer.
That is an amazing
rank.
He just goes around the office and
jizzes in people's coffees.
What a hero.
He died for our sins.
No wonder it crashed. His balls ran dry.
Not enough Ethereum.
Blockchain wasn't strong enough.
Andrew, is there a difference? What's the difference between Ethereum and Bitcoin? Is one harder to mine, or?
So the easiest way to think about it in simple terms is imagine it like saying, what's the difference between the yen and the dollar?
A lot.
Exactly.
There you go.
But an easy way to sum it up is one's the yen, one's the dollar.
So which one's used by the Asians?
It's called Ethereum? Currency. Yes.
I think Ethereum's the one that China's really rocking super hard. I know Russia wants Ethereum.
Yeah, Russia's getting big into Ethereum, but pretty much everywhere wants in on the Ethereum. That's crazy. Got a lot of potential. Look out for Siacoin. Siacoin's coming at you hard.
You know,
it's going to be coming twice as hard.
I was looking into the fucking biggest crowdfunding projects, and one of them was, the biggest is still Star Citizen, that video game.
Oh,
they're apparently still not releasing that.
Yeah, what? Did you hear the news? Star Citizen, the company filed for bankruptcy and they put all of their assets as collateral.
Yeah, put that
really?
In the chat, you goober.
Yeah, you read it from there. He's reading headlines from the group chat.
Yeah. It's not, apparently it's not clear if they actually bankrupt or if they just took out a loan to get more money. Apparently it's a bank that only works with super rich clients. But that raises the question, like Kickstarter on average, not on average, but usually even the big projects get little more than maybe $1 million. And then all you get is a shitty, shoddy early access piece of shit that never gets finished, because Kickstarter, like all crowdfunding, is a scam and a Ponzi scheme. But Star Citizen got $152 million and they still needed to take out a loan. For what?
To pay.
To go to the real planets and make the game realistic.
Take pictures as a reference. I guess, yeah, to enable space travel. But I was about to say, so anyway, that's Star Citizen is the biggest crowdfunding project. But Ethereum takes the cake with the following five places.
Like Kaya, $150 million. How would you feel if the makers of Star Citizen, once like they were done, like they were announcing, oh, we're going to be done like this month, like for sure, we mean it, all this collateral and these back alley deals and these loans. And what if like the CEO of the company just stepped forward and he was doing a press release and he said, everyone, Star Citizen is now out and real.
And free.
And free. And they just unveiled that they've actually made like interdimensional space travel and they're throwing spaceships at people. How would you feel about that?
Not any different, because that's what usually all the Kickstarters promise. It's just as harebrained and retarded.
But no, he's
and
saying
I'm sure
it's
this
real,
time
now.
It won't be a scam.
No, I mean, they actually did it.
Yeah, I mean,
Kai can't understand the concept of that.
Does not compute.
There's no such thing as happy endings in Kai's
There's no such thing as a crowdfunding project that actually becomes reality.
Hey, ukulele.
That's not true at all. It's Chivalry. Chivalry was crowdfunded. There's a lot of games. Yeah,
ukulele
there's a lot
of games. That Chivalry's awesome. I'm happy about that.
I know there's some. Okay, I'm exaggerating. Now you.
Well, I mean,
no.
the way you phrased it didn't sound like an exaggeration.
There's like maybe if you roll the dice and you get like two games that were actually finished, but the vast majority of anything that gets funded there is just a big fucking scam.
Where's your empathy?
Kickstarter is a pile of shit. Indiegogo is even worse. I can't stand it. Every time I go on Kickstarter, there's so many games that I know are never going to get made.
Yeah.
So many games that I know that are just a complete scam that they're not even going to try. Indiegogo,
I think that's really sad.
Yeah, Indiegogo is 10 times worse. At least Kickstarter has some degree of quality control. A very, very
They didn't always have that as well. For like the first 3 or 4 years they were out, they had no QA.
I completely forgot about Indiegogo. Tell me.
Oh, it's so much worse. Oh my god. So I've been on this binge recently of looking at bad Kickstarter, bad crowdfunding overall. But I've refrained from doing anything on Indiegogo projects because it's just so sad. I've seen so many, like there's three off the top of my head. There's one called Smart Ion Water, and it's a six-minute video from this Russian guy with no background and a stock photo for his profile picture, and he's promoting a water that cures every disease on the planet by adding iodine into the water. And no shit, a line from his pitch or from his video was, "Our water is fermented in 90 degrees Celsius with classical music playing to aid in fermentation." And yet somehow that fucking Smart Ion Water campaign had it like a couple thousand backing, and since it's a flexible goal, he just gets pocket that money. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I don't want to purport their theory because this is total horseshit, but wasn't there a thing on Mythbusters where they proved that like plants grow better when listening to classical music or some shit?
Well, that's a thing, yeah. But the iodine water, you can't ferment water better with classical music, Andrew. It's not a fucking
plant.
Why
would you ferment water to begin with? It's water.
I know. Just everything was wrong with that pitch.
I don't want to get the internet wrath on me for shitting on Adam Savage and his, whatever sea lion buddy there, but it wasn't exactly lab conditions. I mean, they went on the rooftop and they put a loudspeaker next to the plants. It was like two plants. It's not exactly a rock solid study either.
I thought they had whole greenhouses set up for it.
It was like two tiny greenhouse sheds on top of a roof with one speaker or something. And they added blasting metal and classical music or something. But that aside, those are the really funny ones, Charlie, is the invention crowdfunding projects where some guy who does not have any degree in engineering or science or anything, and he just comes up with this pulled out of his ass idea, and then he makes everyone believe that if he just has enough money, if you just give him enough of your money, he can actually make it a reality. Like that fucking bottle that's supposed to drained water out of thin air.
Oh, yeah, literally. Yeah. I remember
that. Or the
Triton
Aqualungs that allow you to draw air out of thin water.
I remember those. My favorites are usually like the little kids that go on Kickstarter and ask for money. I watched a pitch from one of the kids, except he was like an 18-year-old kid, so it's kind of more sad than anything. But he was asking for like $500,000 so he could pitch his game idea to the Bethesda. And one of the challenges he listed was, I might not be able to get in touch with Bethesda.
Oh my God.
$500,000. What's the $500,000 for?
To get in touch with Bethesda, I guess.
he somehow isn't even at step zero for his fucking plan.
It's amazing. There's so many of those. And then there's some adults that do the same thing. Some guy was asking for $15,000 to launch another Kickstarter. His Kickstarter was for a Kickstarter.
Wow. Good God. That's
something I would actually do.
What a fucking pyramid scheme.
That's awesome. That's
Can
great.
You blame them, though, when they get encouraged by Kickstarter? I mean, Kickstarter, they don't give a shit because they get a cut no matter what it is, even if it's just people paying for a fucking potato salad. Kickstarter still gets a damn cut, so they don't care about quality control.
But I will say, I think crowdfunding in theory can work, and there is some examples where it has worked, but overwhelmingly, it's not ever going to work. Yeah, I mean, it just doesn't work.
It's like a lot of things in culture where you have to sift through a lot of shit to find the reasons it's actually a good thing.
It's the fault of the consumers and the people that are using the platform, not really the platform.
No. I mean, it's kind of like the internet. Yeah. You have this machine that has the entire wealth of human knowledge and lets you accomplish amazing feats, and yet mostly we just look at cats.
No,
with
but
big
it actually does that, though, unlike crowdfunding or so many other things. I don't like the excuse of, oh, this is actually a brilliant system, but it's the people who are failing it. Let's crowdfund a new idea. Charlie Pitchin. A new topic.
Well, the Drake Bell and Josh Peck drama seems to still be developing.
I was
going to
bring that up. Apparently, Drake Bell is possibly playing Robin or Nightwing in an upcoming movie.
Oh, whoa. That's a new development.
He's been dropping hints on Twitter.
What do you mean he's been dropping hints on Twitter? What kind of source is that?
Have you not? Okay, I'll post links to his Twitter.
Well, no, I just went on there myself.
It's like an ARG.
He's posting a suit of armor and chicken wings for Nightwing. And for Robin, he posted the Robin costume and said soon with a question mark. Also, my favorite thing that's happened to him ever is, did you see the Photoshop of Drake Bell? The Photoshop contest?
No.
So the greatest thing ever is there's a character on a Nickelodeon show called Kid Danger, and he's like a parody superhero thing. And so there was this Photoshop, and I'm posting it for you guys. You can put it on the episode. And Drake Bell posted that photo of them in front of a green screen, and he said, guys, use your Photoshop skills to put me and Kid Danger wherever you want. So one guy Photoshopped him at Josh's wedding and said, I got you, fam.
That's sad.
So brilliant.
Wait, is that Kid Danger?
Whatever his name is. It's Kid Danger or something Danger. Kid Danger.
Why what an awful name.
Well, it's Nickelodeon, where all the kids are played by like 20-somethings.
Why does Drake Bell look like a used car salesman?
What are you talking about?
No, Drake Bell looks like a middle-aged father who's just kicked his alcohol habit. He's not aging well.
Also, here's his cryptic fucking Nightwing tweet.
Yeah, I saw that myself.
Yeah, I told you.
When I went
you
on
didn't
his Twitter,
believe me!
When I went on his Twitter, there were no tweets or anything about the wedding, so I was confused. Maybe they deleted them?
Yeah, he deleted them.
A lot of people are reacting negatively to this.
To the Nightwing thing?
Yeah, a lot of people.
Why is that?
I don't know, they just don't want him playing Nightwing, I guess.
I guess that's a good enough reason.
Yeah.
Who is Nightwing? Is that Robin?
So Nightwing is the first Robin who's grown up and become his own superhero.
Oh.
So there was the first Robin who was Dick Grayson, and eventually him and Batman were getting into little tiffs because he was like, I'm a man, fuck you, Batman. So he became Nightwing and split off on his own thing.
Wasn't Nightwing a lot more harsh with these punishments as well?
No, that's Red Hood, Robin. Yeah. And Red Hood is Batman's Vigilante philosophy, except he kills criminals. Because he's like, this is the only way to stop crime.
Which is what Batman does in the new films anyway.
Well, do you know about who's that superhero that just fights with like chicken wings or something?
Nightwing?
No, Jesus.
Drake Bell.
Black Panther.
Chicken wings. My favorite comment on this tweet with the suit of armor and the chicken wings was one guy was like, "Wait, Drake Bell, are you telling me you're gonna play the armored appetizer?"
It's not even cryptic.
It's not. It's really obvious.
What a sweetheart. He's trying so hard.
I'd give him a kiss.
He is ripped, though.
I was surprised when I found that out. I thought he'd be like flabby. Like, not fat, but just, like, losing it. You know what I mean? So, who's ready for a date story?
I'd love to hear a date story.
Fantastic. So, I'll try to keep this one short, because not that much happens till the end. So, I was at college. So, I met a girl in Kissimmee, which is, like, Orlando area. And it was like, oh, you know, whatever, we'll hang out. And I remember I met her on Reddit.
Oh.
And that matters because about a couple days before we met up for the date, I went on her profile just to see like what subreddits she liked, just, you know, like see what she's into.
Creepy. And you're a creepy dude, Andrew.
Exactly. And then I got her social and it's her fucking Reddit, home address. Charlie. And no respect, anyway, Andrew. She had been posting nudes to Gone Wild.
Ooh, so you saw her naked. Ooh. Send them to us.
Jackson, this was like 7 fucking years ago.
Send them to us.
So she's 18 now.
Let me text her and see if she has them.
Hey, what's your profile name again?
Hey, you remember those Reddit nudes? I'm gonna need those. But so she's that 18 was now. That was a little off-putting.
I'm glad you heard that one, Kai, over this I did, cacophony yeah. of noise. Thanks.
I want you to know I heard it and I thought it was brilliant.
Thank you.
We all heard it.
Yeah, I heard it.
Well, you should appreciate it more then.
Charlie, I appreciate you. So anyway, so then I was like, you know, that's a little off-putting in a way, but whatever, it doesn't matter. If anything, it's a good thing. So we met up, we went to Dave and Buster's, like had a just normal date. She was neat. The one thing I remember that kind of irked me was she kept bragging about how amazing she was at the Super Monkey Ball game, and yet she lost horribly every single time she played it.
No.
But whatever, you know, just normal date stuff. Hang around.
I like
whatever.
How you're bringing that up again, Mike. Yeah, she lost every single time. She wasn't very good. If you're listening, I whipped that ass.
It's just been on his brain for 7 years.
I needed to tell someone. It's been driving me insane.
She didn't earn that title.
Oh,
I beat that little girl at monkey ball.
She can suck my super monkey balls. So anyway, the fun thing about it is the date ended and we were driving down the main road to Kissimmee, which is. Whatever. And I was like, so, you know, that was fun, neat, whatever. Am I just dropping you off at your place or what? And she goes, oh, no, you can drop me off at my friend's house. He's a cool dude. I was like, oh, OK. So as we're driving back there, though, she's kind of talking about him in these very hinting towards romantic ways. Like she's like, yeah, he's a really nice guy. He's so sweet to me. You know, he's so cute. And it's getting really off-putting. Like if we were just hanging out I wouldn't care, but if we're on a date it was really just I'm like, oh, that's cool, I guess. Woohoo.
Is she nagging you?
I don't know, but she
I can
just
already
like,
tell
yeah.
you where it's going. Threesome, right?
No, worse. So I drop her off at a friend's place and I leave and I don't think much of it, and then I want to say the week later I'm like, you know, maybe we could do something again. I don't know what. So we're like texting. I don't remember who texted who first, but she decides that the groundbreaking thing she has to tell me is, oh, hey, by the way, I'm pregnant.
Oh,
that's sweet. And that's cute. It apparently occurred the night I dropped her off.
Oh, so you're like the godfather, basically.
You made her so horny. She had sex with her friend.
Yeah. You're like Hitch. Will Smith.
But yeah, I was like, oh, great. I think
you're a lucky
at one
man
point,
if she got moist for you, you'd be a dad now instead of that poor fuck.
I think at one point I suggested she get an abortion and she was like, no, I'm keeping it. And I was like, oh, I completely misread this. No, I thought she was like freaking out, but she was apparently super happy. So I was like, you can always get rid of it.
I'll take it.
I distinctly remember her correcting me and being like, no, I want to keep it. I'm like, oh, I misread this whole thing. But yeah, that's kind of the whole thing. Not an amazing one, but I just thought
you dodged a bullet then.
Yeah, it was an incredibly just off-putting situation. Like, oh, you got knocked up the night we went on a date. That's cool.
Maybe this could be your calling card. Like, if you go on a date with Andrew, you might get pregnant pretty soon after, but not from him.
Boys, listen, if you want to get laid, let me date them first. Trust me on this one. It's foolproof. Just tell them to go back to your house.
You're like the porn fluffer of the real world. You get them warmed up.
As the real world, as opposed to the porn world.
No, it's all make-believe in there.
Yeah. That's sad.
It's all CGI.
Yeah. When I was a kid, I used to believe, like, the kissing scenes in movies were done with rubber lips.
What?
Well, no, it's just because I knew some of the actors and actresses were married and not to the person that they were kissing on screen, so I thought for sure it was rubber lips.
That's the most adorable thing I've ever heard. That's such a weird connection to make.
How's that weird? It's fake lips.
You didn't just think, oh, they're acting?
Me?
Yeah.
Why
did you jump to rubber lips? You couldn't just think, oh, they're pretending?
Well, like, even pretending, I was like, that's not right. He doesn't love her.
But in the movie, he does.
Yeah, but the movies pretend.
Damn, you didn't get
so
gross to
sound like such a young critic.
Yeah, really?
Well, yeah, I just thought it was wrong.
Do you ever think Roger Ebert, like, when he reviewed movies, he'd always deduct points if, like, the people kissing on screen weren't married?
Premarital kiss, didn't
He's
like
it. Sleepless in Seattle is one of the finest romantic comedies ever, but I couldn't notice the main actors didn't actually, you know, have a relationship, so I gotta deduct some points.
Took me out of the experience.
Exactly. Here I thought they were fully committed.
Come back to MormonMovieRatings.com.
The instant I found out that Ryan Reynolds wasn't actually Deadpool, I had to pan this movie.
I wish I was Deadpool.
I wish I was Deadpool, too.
There's a...
No, you wish you weren't Deadpool. You said that. You didn't want to be immortal, remember?
I don't know if I want to be him. It depends. Do I have fourth wall abilities and I can rule my own universe?
Who'd you be talking to, though, in the fourth wall? God?
Yeah. Deadpool does that.
Well, I know,
well, yeah,
but in your situation,
a comic book character.
Who would be fourth walling?
Deadpool literally runs his own universe. That's the joke. Like, in the comic books, he rewrites the plot to his comic books.
Life's not a comic, though. You're just going to be Deadpool.
That's why I asked, if I'm Deadpool, can I do that? Am I a comic book character or a real person?
There's nothing to break through, though. It doesn't instantly make life a comic book.
If I become the actual as-it-is Deadpool, then yeah, I'd be a comic book character. But if I become Deadpool in real life... Oh, then no, I probably wouldn't want to be that.
He breaks the fourth wall in a movie, too, though.
When?
Yeah, but he doesn't change the plot of the movie.
What do you mean, when? He, like, talks to the camera every 5 minutes.
When? I don't remember a single instance of that happening.
It happened several times. I don't know which one I should
pick. I'm being sarcastic. It happens every waking moment in that movie. Jesus Christ. Oh.
God, your sarcasm doesn't translate well in your accent.
Yeah.
This happens a lot.
Yeah, worry,
oh,
yeah.
Fuck. Do you guys remember the Magic's Biggest Secrets guy?
Oh, yeah, I remember
Michael
that guy.
Valentine, where the fucking announcer was like, tonight, the magician's going to be performing this trick. You
God,
remember
that
this
was fun,
that
yeah.
fucking asshole? Those series were the best.
Those were super fun. What happened
oh,
to
man.
Him?
I don't know. I know at the last special, they revealed his identity, and he was apparently like a very big magician.
The guy with the mask?
Yeah, the black and the black and yeah. white mask. I'm going to post a picture. So this dude, the one thing I remember watching those as a kid was when, you remember when he made the tank disappear?
Mm-hmm.
So as a kid, I was always fucking thinking, how does this trick work? How do they do it? I wanted to solve it before anyone else. And the moment like the illusion of magic came crumbling down was when he did the tank disappearance act, because the guy announcing it, he goes, the magician tonight is going to make this 20-ton tank disappear into thin air with nothing but his lovely assistants, a sheet, and his magic picture frame. And I, as soon as they said that, I went, hold the fuck up. That picture frame's got something to do with this shit. No normal man carries around a magic picture frame. And I remember the trick was they put the frame around like the camera and then either move the camera along with the frame or something so that it looked like the camera didn't move, but it did, and the tank was just out of view. But that was the day.
I remember something very similar where I just got so disillusioned I hated magic at that point, where one of the magicians was showing how they hide a truck, make a big truck disappear, and the trick was basically everyone in the audience was in on it. They were all paid. And at that moment, I just went, well, fuck. Fuck magic. Yeah. Fuck this.
That's the best trick there is, though.
What do you guys think of David Blaine?
He's cool, I guess.
That's I don't know him, really.
I gotta admire him doing some, like, actually whack shit beyond just illusions, like the whole holding his breath and ice bullshit. Like, that's pretty cool.
I used to love magic.
I did, too. I used to do magic a lot.
We all
did.
Yeah, when you were mysterious.
Yeah. He's not wrong.
Charlie wanted to be the guy who went to the fucking bar up to girls and he was like, can I buy you a shot? And then, like, she turns around to tell it to her friend and comes back and he's gone and the shot's just sitting in front of her. She's like, how'd he do that?
I pulled a shot out from behind her ear.
And then he stands up from behind the bar and he's like, magic.
And then someone else gets her pregnant.
In the way of the world.
That's called pulling an Andrew.
Did you only do magic to pick up chicks, though, Charlie? Or was it more like...
No, I just did it when I was drunk.
Oh, so the shot thing was accurate.
The best time to do magic. What was your go-to trick? What was your, like, ace in the hole? What was the, like, I can do this?
I made a trick, and that
really?
One was... Yeah, I made up my own trick once.
Tell us about it.
So I did this little trick where I could predict the card that someone was going to pull. Spoiler alert, I could force the card on people pretty well. So I would send a text message to the person with the card that they were going to freely pick as like a prediction, and then they'd always pick that card. And that was a cool trick I made up, and the way that one worked, like the way I used that is it would be like, oh, I'm going to need your number for this trick. Worked a lot of the time.
Wow, that's really clever.
Yeah.
That is clever.
That's incredibly fucking clever.
Until they give you a fake number.
Oh, then they don't get the text, so I'd know right away. And then I'd just be very upset. I'd be very sad.
You'd just pout.
I'd be like, oh,
passive-aggressive. You just fucking invigorated thousands of men out there with a new thing to try the next time they go out.
Hey, it was a really clever trick, and I never once... didn't get a number from it. Whether or not
that's
I used
awesome.
A number or anything came from it, that's a different story. But no one ever once said, it's not creepy at all.
It's not creepy at all. That's the whole pickup game, Jackson.
Yeah, I mean, you were doing it with the sole intention of getting that number, so.
Oh, yeah, no.
The one that I always went to every single time, and I stole it from the amazing Jonathan, who's like a stand-up comedian magician, was I'd ask for a deck of cards, and I'd do the whole pick any card, you know, shuffle it in, whatever. And then you just fucking drag it out. You're like, all right, put it back. They do this, do that, make up anything you want. And then at the very end, all you do is you put the deck down on the like table or whatever, and you go, not only have I brought your card to the top of the deck, and then you flip it the first card over, and whatever card it is, say it's the Two of Hearts, you go, but I've changed it to the Two of Hearts.
Oh, that's a really old one.
It is, but it makes me laugh every time because people get really mad at it. They think you're pulling, like, an actually kick-ass trick, and you're just being a piece of shit.
Man, I used to love magic.
Let's get back into it.
I still love magic.
We can take our show on the road.
We would be a terrible magician show. Are you kidding me?
We'd be fumbling around.
Like a side freak show.
Yeah, really. Jackson would just sit there as the bearded lady.
I'm the one guy here that doesn't have a beard.
Exactly, that's why it's so shocking.
Yeah. I don't get it. Come see the bearded lady that doesn't have a beard.
And is not a lady.
It gets you on both fronts.
So just a guy.
When you walk in, you go, you know, I'm disappointed, but at the same time, they did get me.
Well, I respect that.
Kai, you seem like someone that I think would do a lot of magic as a kid. Did you ever dabble in the dark arts?
No, I'm not nowhere near ever.
Frantic.
As you can tell, I can barely speak. I'm not smart enough for magic. I don't have the sleight of hand because 90% of magic is just that being able to use your hands quickly, and my hands are all shaky. I could never do that. I'd fuck up. I'd just toss all the card deck in the girl's face. Probably
surprise.
Just cry and run to my mom.
Damn, this is making me want to do magic tricks sometimes again.
I want to.
I said, let's do it.
I had like a whole routine though when I got drunk. Because then my friends would feed me like a deck of cards because I thought it was really entertaining. And I had like a mental list of what tricks I was going to do. Oh man, those college days.
I love magic.
Oh man, those days 40 years ago.
It seems like it was so long ago. Because, I mean, it's over a year.
Oh wait, you only did stop doing magic last year, so you still got the power.
Oh, Jesus, no, I stopped that sophomore year of college.
Okay. Still got the power.
Haven't missed a beat.
Like X-Men.
What? So, kind of dredging back on the topic of like those old school specials, you guys remember Unsolved Mysteries?
Yeah.
That theme song scared the fucking shit out of me as a kid.
Which one?
The guy, he's like a famous announcer or VO or actor. He'd be like, tonight on Unsolved Mysteries. And then the music would be like, doom, 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 da, 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 doom. And I like these really
the guy
freaky
who,
drums.
Like, they would tell stories and then they would reveal if the story was true or false.
They'd do like follow-ups. They were like all either mysteries or urban legends or shit that actually happened. And then they'd do follow-ups. Like if people went missing, they'd be like, update. 3 years ago, they found her body, and she's fucking dead, or shit like that. I remember that being a good show, but it was a freaky show, too. He always wore, like, a trench coat and was filming it in the middle of a police station.
Ooh, that does sound scary. Those trench coats will get you every time.
Well, it wasn't even, like, a cool Matrix one. It was the brown, like, rain ones.
Ugh.
That reminds me of the Hey Arnold villain who lived on the island, if you remember who I'm talking about.
Oh, no. I think I do. The guy who was, like, stranded there, the hobo?
Yeah, he was, like, lost in a cave or something.
Oh, yeah.
I do not know who you're talking
about. I'm
gonna
Google
it.
That sounds interesting. That sounds good.
Yeah, that episode was so good.
Yeah, that episode always stuck with me because it was pretty creepy to me as a kid. They went to, like, an island for a field trip for whatever fucking reason, but on that island it was haunted
man.
By, like...
Elk Island.
Yeah.
It wasn't a big island or anything. It was in the middle of a lake. It was, like, a tiny island.
The cave is haunted by Weezin' Ed. That's it.
That
Weezin'
sounds
Ed.
About right.
I remember this shit. No, and see, the problem, if you're bringing up the spooky ones, Charlie, nothing will ever beat the Haunted Train episode.
Oh,
that
and
is
we're
my favorite. Yeah.
Down on the subway.
No. That's a different episode. Uh-oh. The Haunted Train is when they go to, they think they the train goes to hell and it has the haunted conductor. Because remember, it smells like sulfur and it has the fire. Right. And it turns out it goes to the steel mill.
You're right.
And
I
then at the
that.
End,
they
it,
went
the
on
ghost
some
is real.
Trips.
But no, the best episode of Hey Arnold is the subway one where it's let's all hold hands here on the subway. Because we've been stuck here in the dark for way too long. And I always remember as a kid, there was that guy with the really heavy fucking voice in the background. You'd hear him like, let's all hold hands here on the subway.
The one warm feeling that Hey Arnold always gives me is pure unadulterated envy because of his room.
Yeah, the skylight and the Murphy
and
bed.
The bed.
Oh, yeah. I too wanted a black friend.
I also liked his grandma, the superhero.
Yeah.
Remember.
The thing about Hey Arnold was it was so ahead of its time because every character was so fleshed out and unique.
That's why you say that about every fucking childhood cartoon.
Not they weren't at all like that.
Not at all.
Hey Arnold was pretty
there's
unique.
A few cartoons I really loved and then a few that are just avoided
like there was
at all
a,
cost.
There was a ton of shit that came out there that was fucking terrible that like
no,
never
I know,
like,
the Thornberries. I would always turn off the TV
awful.
When the Thornberries came on. Fuck that kid. Fuck that little Donnie or Darnie.
No, Nigel Donnie. Thornberry's the man.
Yeah, that's it. And the rest of the show is horrible.
Yeah, Nigel is the only one who's bearable, but he's just a goofy dad who's on screen for 2 seconds per episode.
She had a hot sister.
No, she didn't. The art style was fucking vomit worthy.
Yeah, it was weird. They all
I think it was one of the ugliest cartoons ever drawn.
It really did. They all looked like they just ate a pineapple, but they stashed it in their mouths. And they had smushed snake eyes.
Eliza Thornberry
really
looks like she has
horrible.
Jaw cancer.
Yeah.
It's the fucking
just
terrible
a horrible
show.
Art style.
I think Rugrats has the most disgusting art style.
Oh, yeah,
style.
That too.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Rugrats
but you
gets a pass.
Used to it.
Rugrats gets a pass because it started out really funny. It was a really funny show when it came out.
And then it jumped the shark or something.
Well, apparently a lot of people. Well, no, a lot of people say that like once it started doing the movies and stuff, it stopped having good writing. kind of like SpongeBob and Chip.
I guess I didn't notice as a 10-year-old.
Yeah.
All TV shows turn to shit when they introduce a baby.
The whole show was about
babies.
Yeah,
the whole show was babies. Jackson hated it from the credits.
I still like the spin-off, All Grown Up.
Oh, really? You liked it?
I did too.
I watched it as a kid, but then I knew it was bad.
Oh, I don't know. I liked watching it. I thought it was cool when they had those skating segments, and they had like this Jamaican friend, I think, some baker.
Maybe some fat dude. You might be thinking of Rocket Power.
That's Rocket Power.
Yeah,
Rocket Power.
The ancient Hawaiians say.
I don't remember Tito. Rocket Power.
Tito.
Yeah, Tito.
Yeah,
Tito.
That's Rocket Power. That's not All Grown Up. Rocket Power is great.
What?
I like that. Oh, I used to love All Grown Up. Rocket Power, right?
Wait, no, now I'm getting confused.
Rocket Power was the extreme sports show.
Yeah.
Yeah, what? And Rocket Power was really good.
Rocket Power was great.
What's your favorite Rocket Power episode? Mine's the one where mine's the Tony Hawk episode. Now that I think about it.
Tony Hawk episode was good. Rocket Power holds a weird place in my heart because I remember it mainly because that's what came on the TV right when I found out my dogs ate my birds and left their carcasses on the floor and stuff.
So you were sitting a shambled, broken man with bird blood and feathers all over your body, and in the background you just heard, "We are riders on a mission."
Oh my god. I didn't know these were different things. My brain just merged them into one.
All grown up was terrible.
Okay, then, yeah, I might have just gotten that mixed up. I liked Rocket Power, turns out.
Like,
holy
all
shit,
grown
talk
up,
about
all grown
a repressed memory.
All Grown Up as a TV movie worked fine as, like, a what if, but then when they made it a series, everyone was just boring.
I liked it.
Oh my god.
You and yourself.
I guess. Jackson, did you like it?
Rocket Power? No.
Do you guys have any favorite voice actors?
Nah.
Spies.
Who's in Totally Spies?
All three of them.
No, voice actors, Jackson.
No, all three of the voice actors are in Totally Spies.
I know, and he's completely right, but at the same time, I want to be mad.
Oh, wait, no. One of them voices too? Jennifer Hale. Oh my god, Commander Shepard.
Oh, Jennifer Hale?
What
really?
The fuck?
Jennifer Hale's in Totally Spies? That's amazing.
Yeah, you're telling me.
No fucking way!
And Katie
Everyone's
Griffin.
Everyone's mind is
now
getting blown tonight.
Now my dick is even harder for them.
That's so weird.
That's incredible.
Ever pick up on that.
Yeah. Wow, what the fuck?
She voices two of them. Sam
she
and
also
Mandy.
Voices Sam on the Barbie doll show.
Who the hell is Jennifer Hale?
Commander Shepard. Biggest, not only that, but Naomi from Metal Gear Solid.
Okay.
Yeah, she's not, huge. She's fucking...
But not only that, Sam and Mandy from Totally Spies.
Wow, I didn't know that at all. That's amazing.
She married Barry Oswick in 2009.
Barry Oswick?
Yeah, he's a nobody.
Sounds like a Spider-Man villain.
I thought he was a fictional character when Jackson said that.
Yeah.
He was in Minority Report as a cameraman. That's about it.
Wow, he made it big.
And he made a cameo on Ripley's Believe It or Not in a reenactment.
I miss Rocket Power.
Yeah. I like, you guys know Richard Horvitz?
Oh, yeah. He voices Rasputin.
Yeah, he's Billy from Grim Adventures. He's Daggett Beaver. He's Ned Frischman from Dave. Richard Horvitz.
He's got a fucking awful voice.
He does, but that's why he's so good for so many characters. Yeah, he's got a really recognizable shrill voice.
He sounds like
Psychic Pebbles in 20 years.
Well, he sounds like Psychic Pebbles on helium.
I don't know, I really like him. I had an awkward run-in with him at a convention once.
Psychic Pebbles?
No, Richard Horvitz.
I was going to say, Psychic Pebbles, I don't think anything would be awkward.
Not at all, especially since none of us know what he looks like.
Do you stalk him or something? Thank you.
Yeah, wait, what was the awkward run-in? Were you in his apartment room or something?
I went to MegaCon in Orlando, and they had that big wall of, like, meet the voice actors, meet the actors. Like, this guy was on Star Trek, and this, you know, where they're just there to sign autographs and make their money back for their time. And I was in college, so I had no money, and I spent all my money on the ticket to go. But I was like, oh, man, it's Richard Horvitz. I want to say hi, because he's the fucking greatest. And I went up to him, and I was like, hey, I love your stuff. You're really cool. And he was like, thanks. And then we hit this incredibly awkward plateau of, oh, fuck, I have no money to buy an autograph. and I'm just wasting this man's time. And wait, I don't know he also had that anymore. Thought.
He wanted your autograph.
Oh, I mean, all of the people there do. That's the only reason they go, for the to most part.
For your autograph.
For my autograph.
Official no, podcast but, member, Andrew's going to be here. Shit.
It's just awkward, though, because I just had to be like, well, have a nice day. Bye.
That's sad.
Yeah, it was very sad. I felt bad. I think if I ever see him at a convention again, I'm going to buy like 8 autographs to make up.
If you're
it.
Watching this, Richard Horvitz, come on here and let Andrew know it's okay.
Please, yeah, for the dick. Love of God, come on here. I'd be ecstatic.
I mean, I wouldn't. It'd be impossible for it to work over Skype with him. It'd literally be destroying all of our equipment. His voice is like a banshee's.
That's so mean.
It's like a fucking siren song.
Is his normal what? Voice like that, or is it just his acting voice?
No, it's his normal voice from everything I've seen. Yeah. Kind of like how, well, it's a bad example. I was gonna say, like, that didn't work. Garfield or not Garfield?
Jim Davis. You know
Jesus, no, dude. Why am I blanking on this dude's name? He's a huge, huge actor. Hold on.
You're not helping us. What's he in?
I know. I don't know. He read 50 Shades of Grey in a horrible voice.
What are you on about?
Gilbert Gottfried, that's his
name. Charlie, you are wrong. Gilbert Gottfried uses a voice when he voice acts.
That's why I said it's not a good example.
Oh, yeah.
But his normal voice is like Gilbert Gottfried's acting voice.
Huh. Oh.
Jesus, I couldn't fucking remember that name.
He's great, though.
Garfield. Did you guys ever watch The Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy?
Oh, great of course. Show.
Yeah,
amazing
you,
show.
You loved it, right? Yeah.
Absolutely amazing.
That was a good show.
I think that show had some of the greatest plot writing of all time because every story was just really different and out there.
It was just funny as well.
You know what show I think has the best writing even today by cartoon standards is
Johnny Bravo.
Johnny Bravo.
Also agree. That had some of the best jokes in cartoons.
I like Johnny Bravo too.
Classic.
Yeah. You ever hear the conspiracy theory that Johnny Bravo is actually a successful ladies' man, but the show only showcases his failures?
What the stupid ass theory?
I thought it was interesting and funny when you think about it, because he's like physically a very well put together man, and his pickup lines aren't terrible. And it's like if he hits on women that much, you think eventually he'd score.
Then I think to myself, this is a cartoon.
But
yeah.
If you want to live in the world of no fantasy or fun.
Right.
I honestly don't think most cartoon writers or anyone puts that much thought into what they did
back then.
I remember watching the Ren and Stimpy special with the creator. And he was answering the most common questions, and one of them was, are Ren and Stimpy gay? And he just answered, how the fuck would I know? Who gives a shit?
Well, he actually confirmed they are later in the series.
After he thought about it.
No, God. I'm dead serious. Have you seen the Ren and Stimpy, like, adults-only cartoons?
No, not yet.
So, they, about, like, 10, 12 years after the show went off the air, they got picked up by Spike TV back when that was a thing and made literally like an adult version of the show by the original people. It only had like 4 or 5 episodes. It didn't go that long, but literally like some of the jokes were Ren and Stimpy having gay sex.
That reminds me, back when I was like a horny 8-year-old as shit, there was a something going around school saying that The Simpsons herpes. had an after hours special where everyone would just fuck. It was like a Simpsons porno.
I remember those.
8-year-old me believed that, but then thinking about it now, obviously that's
That's
true.
A really good fucking topic. What were other like dumb kid rumors and shit you thought of?
I missed that. The internet has effectively killed those. Yeah.
The biggest one I remember, and it's like a classic, is if you use strength on the truck in Pokemon Muse under it.
I never got that. Mine, Jesus, you had some really tame friends. Mine was always about like sex and death. Like I remember one of them was if you watched, I don't remember what cartoon, but if you watched it too long, your house would catch on fire.
It sounds like something a mom would start.
Jesus Christ. What else? Like what else?
No, Timmy, if you play too much Xbox, you're going to get raped by a clown.
That's another good one. Classic.
I do it every night.
What are some other ones?
Oh man, I feel like there's a ton of these. And I don't mean like the ones that are like fucking culture, like Bloody Mary and all that shit. I mean ones that specifically I guess my Pokemon one's not really specific. I could think of a better one.
I used to be the one to propagate some of those. I'd make up some bullshit. Like, I convinced my friends Dragon Ball Z was Dragon Ball, but after a massive nuclear explosion in a Fallout winter or something.
See, I used to do shit like that as well. Like, I'd make up my own myths and tell people, but then I started believing them as well. I didn't do it myself. So I figured it was in my best interest to stop making up stuff.
It's awesome.
I don't remember anything.
God. Oh, man. I feel like there's a bunch that I'm missing out on. I remember that, like, everyone believed the boogeyman was real.
That's and, very different.
I remember what it was. It was a thing that, and it, like, spread around, like, preschool or kindergarten or whatever. It was, the boogeyman is completely real, but the only way he gets you is if you look under your bed when you're going to sleep. So every time, like, I'd get out of bed, I'd, like, make sure to not look down.
I remember that. Weak and shitty monster, then.
Yeah, it's a very weak monster.
We were seven!
Yeah, it's still a weak monster. Kaya, every time we bring up, like, something from childhood, Kaya has, like, no input. I feel like Kaya's childhood memories are implanted, like, in the Island movie, and he never had a childhood.
Kaya's I don't remember much.
Kaya's only true childhood memory is how to field strip an AK.
I wish. That would be useful. I legit don't remember anything.
I know, that's
not
what
a
it
whole
always,
lot, I mean...
That's what it always boils down to when we go, in, like, back to the past.
Yeah.
It's how I feel about the past in general, though. If you asked me how I felt a month ago, I could not tell you.
I miss those old rumors that would start, and you couldn't really prove them wrong, so it kind of became like an urban legend.
One I can mention, Turkey specifically, is in great, like, elementary school and shit, is always, even high school... about how Turkish people are the greatest race to ever grace the planet, basically, because apparently we invented technology, we were the first people to fly, you know, all that kind of shit, those myths.
That's not an urban legend, that's just propaganda.
Yeah, that's literally propaganda.
Yeah,
I miss propaganda.
Like, it's urban.
I miss when my country told me lies.
It's a myth on a global scale, almost. Like, Turkey would be that child on the playground
of the planet.
I'm
talking about, like, that super specific shit that you knew as a kid that just no one else was, like,
it's not propaganda, though, because this isn't shit that was disseminated by the government. Like, this was just kids telling each other shit. Like, oh, the Wright brothers, they're a liar. Turkish people really invented flight. That kind of shit.
Those aren't fun at all.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Jesus.
I love those type of playgrounds. With fucking child sleeper agents.
Well, I'm sorry. My experience doesn't translate then.
Now we'll move on to the part of the podcast that has viewer interaction and demand in it, the shoutouts. So these are from our lovely Patreons who have donated to us in the shoutouts tier, and we're going to read some lovely messages they've decided to dictate to all of you, and I'm apparently the first one up. This is from Injurious Anal Penetration. That's some good stuff. His message is a question, and it's, is it gay to go back in time and jerk your past self off?
No.
Is this specifically for you?
I don't know, but I'm going to open the question to the floor.
I should say no, because it's just masturbation at that point, isn't it?
It's not on board the same idea.
But you're not... it's not like you're jerking off your own dick. It's your dick from 20 minutes ago. Like, it's another person.
But it's still your dick, technically.
Actually, that is gay, then, because you're not getting any self-satisfaction out of it unless you're sexually attracted to another man. So, yeah,
I think it depends on which time style we're going. If it's linear time, that means when you're... So there's two different times of time travel. There's linear, and then there's multidimensional, right?
So, I assume so, yes. Why not?
So if it's linear, that would mean that at some point you would meet your future self before you go in the past, and they would jerk you off. So if it's multidimensional, that means you could just go back in the past and do it and never be affected by this experience because it would open a new dimension. So I think that if it's multidimensional, it's gay because it's not you. But if it's linear, it's... No, it's if it's multidimensional, it's gay because it's not you. And if it's linear, it's not gay because it is you.
Wow, that was a pretty decent answer, actually.
I thought about it.
He wrote that question. He's injurious anal penetration.
$50 well spent.
25.
15.
15.
Oh, 15. Wait. Sorry. No, I said
I won't go higher than 10.
50.
Wait, how much is it? Is it 25 or 15?
I forgot. Let me check. This profession. You guys remember when we used to cut bad episodes?
No, well, it's 25. It's 25.
Oh, all yeah. right.
We can edit that out. It doesn't matter.
Allegedly.
The whole thing.
Moving along.
All right. So the next one's for me from Hope. It says, happy birthday and TGI Fridays, cheddar, bacon, potato skin snacks. What do you guys think of those?
That's a really funny line from Undertale.
Wait, that's from Undertale?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh.
It's what, just what is Hope it? Is the one who wanted you to do all the Undertale quotes.
I know. I thought, yeah.
It has to
I
be
know,
some
she,
meme, but...
She hit me with two Undertales before. I was convinced that that was from Undertale.
The trifecta.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that game starring Frisk and Sans and TGI Friday's Cheddar Bacon Skin Potato Snack.
And happy Classic. Birthday.
And happy birthday.
The next one comes from the man Aaron Chambers. He says, hey guys, glad to see you all are having fun. Let's take a minute, though, and pray.
All right, my hands are together.
Yeah, bow your heads. And Aaron Chambers will lead us in this song, or in this cadence, I guess. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy meals. Thy promo codes come, thy meals be done, in ovens as they are in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and give us our calories, as we give to those who refuse to visit blueapron.com, and lead us into temptation, but deliver us from three free meals with all the ingredients straight to our doors. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the Blue Apron forever and ever. Amen.
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 Thanks, apron.
Thanks for the mom, Edgar. Huh? I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means.
These two are friends, Edgar and Aaron, because later on Edgar shouts out Aaron.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Nice.
I feel like there's some autocorrect typos in some of these.
Well, no, Edgar's anime trash, so it would make sense if.
Oh,
Aaron
yeah.
Edgar
right.
Plays.
Right.
Okay. It's not even his name.
All right. This one is from Olivia. The average copyright year for health and medicine titles in school libraries is 1996. A student using these resources would not learn about the cloning of Dolly the Sheep, 1997, or that the United Kingdom handed sovereignty of Hong Kong to the People's Republic of China, 1997.
Wait, what's that got to do with medicine and health? Why would they
Who
learn about
gives
that anyway?
A shit?
Dolly the Sheep. What do you mean? How would that
no, no,
have
no,
anything
not,
to do with
I'm
medicine?
Talking about the second one, the United Kingdom being handed over to...
The I United mean, Kingdom's, it's big medicine. The whole place is medicine.
So wait, they just don't include those facts in textbooks? I don't get what the message here is.
Well, because
he's saying
people
the textbooks
are, using books.
Are so old that anything yeah. contemporary isn't even in them anymore.
Right. I mean, Google it. Problem solved.
All right.
We've gotten
Google
to the
your
point.
Doctor,
We've gotten
it.
To the point where fuck school. Just Google everything you want to learn.
There's God. Your advice, Olivia. I hope you get through med school.
I hope you drop out.
Take
follow
that.
Follow your dreams. Google what your dreams are first.
Do you want this one, Kaya?
Sure. This one comes from Regicide. It says, well, you're all a bunch of hilarious fucks, and I love the podcast. Thank you, Regicide.
I misread his really name cute. As Reggie and Clyde.
Hope this episode hasn't changed your mind.
We'll see about that.
Andrew.
This next one is from Brandon Galatro, and it says, Andrew, the following are lyrics to the Black Flag song, Family Man. I hope you enjoy reciting them. Do you want the Family Man, or do you want the Swinging Man? Family Man. You get the Family Man. Family Man? Family Man. With your glances my way, taking no chance on the new day. Family Man, with your life all planned. Your little sandcastle built, smiling through your guilt. Family Man, here I come, Family Man. I come to infect, I come to rape your women, I come to take your children into the street. I come for you, Family Man, with your Christmas lights already up. You're such a man when you're putting up Christmas lights. First on the block, Family Man. I want to crucify you to the front door with your nails. From your well-stocked garage, Family Man. Family Man! Family Man. Saint Dad, Father on fire, I've come to incinerate you. I've come home.
Oh, Jesus.
Aww. That was a sweet ending.
That was cute.
That song sounds like me in middle school.
Thanks, Brandon.
Well, thank Black Flag. They wrote it.
Thanks, Black Flag.
Great. It's
like thanks, Black Flag, for your generous donation.
It's like something out of Dylan Roof's diary.
This is what the incel's motto is.
Who wants to read Tyler's?
More chats, though.
Jackson hasn't done one yet.
Yeah, I'll do. All right, this one's from Seaman Cannon. He says, I watched a man-child chase after a paper plate that slowly rolled away from him today. This man is a submarine nuclear electronics technician. He chased it over 150 feet and didn't catch up to it. He did not need the plate. He doesn't know why he chased it.
He told us about that in detail in the Hangouts.
Yeah, I remember that story.
It was a cute story.
I feel safe knowing that man is the electronics technician on the nuclear sub.
Hope he's got some place in storage.
This next one is for the Kaiju Commander and Chief Raptor Rider, which is how I sign all of my mails and Patreon messages.
I forgot that we have our own titles.
What?
I forgot we have our own titles.
Oh, yes.
I haven't been taking advantage.
Pretty soon it's going to be official once the LLC's up, so think about what you want.
Very important. Can we change them at any time?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
then I'm good.
We own this place. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to lock into one. I want to change it every single email.
Me too. Yeah, I want a bunch.
All right. I want a stock of like business cards in a barrel, and I just pick one at random.
My abbreviation is just going to be the alphabet. For brevity. All right.
I like that.
The message is, Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. A peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked. If Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, where's the peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked? Fuck that
up. You did good.
You slipped up again.
Yeah, it was better than I expected.
It was a solid eight.
Aw, we're in sync again.
That was cute, yeah. Aw. I always like when that happens. A happy little accident where some friends are on the same page.
We don't make mistakes
on this
here.
Mic. Otherwise, it would have been painful.
Make love to the canvas.
All right, so this next one comes from Don McKinney. He says, are there any artists whose artwork you follow? I personally follow David Perry and Maripaz Viller, but I'm curious of your official opinion.
I'm assuming he means traditional, like painter or drawing.
That's kind of what I'm thinking as well.
Yeah.
Well, artists could be any...
I think for this question, though, they mean like traditional artist.
Yeah, like a traditional medium.
I follow our fan artists.
Our fan artists.
Oh, that's a good one. I pick that one. You pick another.
No, fuck you. Lindsay.
I'm taking your answer.
Lindsay sent us a nice picture of us yesterday. I think you posted it in the Skype chat, Kai. I really like that. So shout out to you, Lindsay.
I've got two real answers for this one.
Oh, mine was a real answer, but...
Not just fans.
Then it's wrong. It's the wrong answer.
So there's a lot of good art in Magic cards, and my favorite of them is a guy named Raymond Swanlin, who draws really like elaborate monsters and shit. I think he's really good. And the other one I like is Takeshi Murakami, who does sculptures and 3D giant paintings and shit of a guy named Mr. Pointy. And I really like how he uses color. If you folks at home Google Mr. Pointy, check it out. I think he's really cool.
I think you showed me.
Yeah. I think he's... I really like just how... It's appealing to me, the way that he makes him look. It's very bright and colorful, but it's not, like, overbearing. Those are my two.
I don't think I have any. Not real ones.
Can't think of one person whose art I, like, actively follow, but... There is one artist, and I can't... I'm blanking on the name right now, who does mainly, like, black and white, like, scribble-type drawings, but in the shape of, like, really cool-looking monsters, and I really can't remember the name of the person, but that's about the only one that I'll actively, like, look for sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I usually just type in, like, scribble monsters to find them.
Scribble monsters. That sounds like a cool indie game.
Yeah.
Like you draw, like cool dude. Game. You draw a creature to fight with, and you give it abilities, and then you put go
yeah,
to
yeah, like
town.
Drawn to life.
Oh, that's already a thing.
Like Scribble Knots.
Well, no, Scribble Knots is a puzzle platformer. I'm talking like you draw the monster and you like raise it like a Tamagotchi and like Pokemon it.
Oh,
and then you beat the shit out of it.
Yeah, and then you abuse it, and it gets stronger.
Just like Tamagotchis. All right, next one.
This next one comes from Matthew Laprise, Precious Laprise. Excuse me. And he says, hey guys, first of all, how are you doing? Second, here is the actual question. What is your fondest memory of your high school life? Mine was crushing regional teams at the trivia games competition. It's nerdy, I know.
Aww. I was crushing pussy.
At the regional teams competition.
I was crushing pussy, dork.
Smashing poo.
The fondest memories I have of high school are when I played basketball and we made it to the the state championships. That was fun. I felt cool for a little while, but it's not like I did much to help the team.
That's when I had those threesomes.
That was in high school?
Yeah, that was my high school girlfriend and her friend at the time.
Attaboy.
That's a solid choice.
What about you two?
I'm blanking again.
Yeah, Kai doesn't remember high school. Everything past the age of 20, he just doesn't know.
He was too busy getting PTSD.
I don't know. I mean, I have a lot of memories, but not a lot that I could want to mention.
Yeah, same.
Some of them make me look like a bully.
Oh.
Oh, Jesus. Don't let that cat out of the bag.
You a bully? No.
Why do you say that? I don't bully anyone today.
No, I'm fucking with you. I know you're not a bully. Stop bullying me,
Kyle. Kidding. Andrew, next one.
All right, this one is for, I'm just going to read who it says it's for, the one and only King Pretentious Andrew the Great the Third. But you didn't capitalize great in Andrew the Great, so I got to dock you some points. This is from Chandler, and it says, I'm now going to be immortalized on the website for being a moron. I mean, donating to you wonderful guys, as I've spent nearly 400 combined dollars on all you fuckers. It makes me happy knowing I've contributed enough to make a difference. I also look forward to when Charlie retires and is inducted into the official Hall of Fame for his amazing season stats, as well as his several MVPs. P.S. Stuppy says hi. That'd be something interesting we could do. We could give ourselves, like, stats and keep track. Like, I could have a bad dates counter. Kaya could have a dissenting opinions counter. Jackson could have a total amount of money spent. You could have a total height achieved.
Total.
I just came up with a good stat for each of us, so get fucked. I'm going to add one to my Charlie just got fucked counter for that one.
Yeah, what? All of our others were jokes, and then you hit Charlie in the kidneys.
Yeah, I don't know what that for. That was a mean one.
That's not even a counter, it's gonna move.
I got defensive because you called me out.
I couldn't win.
No, Charlie's, yours would probably say be times you said moist.
I don't say it that often. I use it for special occasions now.
Well, that's why it would be special number.
But then my stats would suck in comparison.
Oh my god, fine. Yours is times that you had a really weird story involving your parents.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, we're up to like 8 of those.
Yeah, that's a good tally.
All right.
You're up, Jackson.
All right, this one comes from Adam Jara, and he says, I just want to say thank you guys for all the hours of content you guys make. Looking forward to the many more episodes of the podcast. Oh, you big sweetheart.
That was super cute. Thank you, Adam.
Thank you.
Thank you
for this one.
Yeah.
Kai, it has no chance of being good if you apologize before it's out.
But it's going to be at the end.
Yeah. Save all your judgments till after we render it.
All right, the next one comes from Cole Raghard. One day, me and my girlfriend were driving down I-4 and we passed this place called Boardwalk Burgers. You know, one of those run-of-the-mill burger places. Homeless people put stuff on the grill, that sort of stuff. So I told my girlfriend, Boardwalk Burgers, more like board burgers because the burgers aren't having any fun.
Nice. I like how he gave you an accent to it. Actually, says so. I told my girlfriend.
That's a really good joke.
Thanks.
That's a good one.
Thanks, Andrew.
It's pretty good. We should make a shirt out of this.
Sorry. Ooh, I couldn't contain it.
I stayed up all night last night thinking of that one.
You Patreon that one.
You're Cole Raghard.
Cole Raghard is a great name.
It's an anagram. If you look closely, it says Jackson in there somewhere.
Yeah, right. There's above no J. Where it says host Jackson.
And a grumpy right. Dick Ryder. Alright.
I think Kaya should slap this one.
Alright, this one comes from Ash Black. What is one of the moistest commercials or ads you've ever seen. Also, if it's cool to say big hype for my first ever game that's releasing soon, Deck Quest. If it's too much of a shill, I understand. Nothing is too much of a shill for our podcast.
I have an instant answer for all four of us. One of the best commercials of all time is the Crossfire ad.
Which the Crossfire ad?
Crossfire! Yeah. You get caught up in the... Where they're fucking shooting marbles at each other in space. The board game? Really? No, yeah.
Thank you for answering for us, though.
People are going to get real mad at you guys in the comments for that one.
I don't think anyone's going to defend it so vehemently. Mine's Yo-Yo Ball.
Oh, what? Yeah. Yo-Yo Ball's a really good one.
Yo-Yo Ball. So much fun. It's easy to do. Wherever it goes, it comes back to you.
Sock 'em poppers.
I like commercials with a memorable jingle.
Yeah. I got to give it up.
No, any commercials.
I gotta give it up to the Old Spice ones with Terry Crews.
Yeah, I was gonna say Old Spice is always good, but there's a set of commercials over here about invading New Zealand, which I always like.
Beautiful.
That sounds like an actual propaganda film.
No, it's just for a good laugh. All right.
Also, follow her on deckquest.com/official, maybe. There's no URL, but...
Well, just look up DeckQuest. All right. This next one comes from Andrew, and he says, are you guys ever going to read some official podcast fanfics?
Well, are you?
It would have been perfect today.
we've read them in our own time.
Yeah.
Maybe we should read them on the show. That'd be good.
Any that have been passed or sent to me, I have read at one point or another.
I get the notifications from, I set up my Google, so anytime Google indexes my name for their search engine, I get a message notifying me that I'm now on their search engine on yet another URL. And every couple of days, I get a new one, a new notification from Archive of Our Own or some such website for the fan fiction. So I get notified every single time someone writes fan fiction about me, even before they can notify me.
That's cool.
It's amazing that future employers are going to stumble on that.
This next one comes from John Locke from Lost. Oh, Jesus, what the fuck?
It's different, though. Keep reading it.
It is different, yeah. Okay. So, caught me with a hard one. So I was driving down I-4, and I saw a sign for a restaurant called Boardwalk Hot Dogs. Just your standard restaurant, you know, they have some homeless people throw some hot dogs on the foreman's. I saw this, turned to my dog, and said, Boardwalk Hot Dogs. More like board hot dogs, because all the wieners are flaccid. Is this,
I like it a little twisted. Turn to my dog.
Who's the one that did it for Jackson? Cole. I think these are the same people.
Yeah, maybe.
It's a famous joke.
It is, yeah. It's a classic.
And this next one's from Joey, who I think is now in loss prevention. Was that him? Who
wanted to work? Maybe.
He went from wiping shit off the walls to a better job. No, he's managing money now, which means him and I could pull off a heist. Anyway, his message is, what is your favorite Pokemon? Also, I love you guys and keep up the good work. So much praise today.
Yeah, that was super cute. Favorite Pokemon, Hitmonlee for me.
Charizard.
Same. Ever since I was 6 years old, Charizard hasn't changed.
Hmm.
I never watched Pokemon. It's just a blank memory for him.
Yeah, not really. No, I don't know. I don't. Never
Kai's
cared
a sleeper
much.
Agent.
All right, this
for
one.
Digimon, yeah.
This one comes from Happiness Bunny. I welcome death. I yearn for it. I dream of it every night. am I never to feel its cold, dark embrace?
Charlie, enough goofing around. Read the shout out.
I hope that's just a meme.
Happiness Bunny, if you have actual issues, please reach out to somebody.
No, that's Anthony.
So we know he has actual issues.
I like that that just sounded like, oh, fuck him.
I love Anthony, though.
Well, now I know it's not serious, hopefully.
Yeah.
You're up, Andrew.
All right, this one is from Robin. Musicals are amazing. Songs and music are capable of conveying so much more emotion than spoken dialogue, and the way the plots deviate from the standard formula is just incredible. Phantom of the Opera is the best musical in the world. I could watch it every day. Love, Robin.
You're up, Jackson.
All right. Next one's from John Cohen. When I was about 12 years old, I realized that the fight scene in Spider-Man 64 between Venom and Spider-Man made me feel weird. The attacks where he'd pick you up and wrap you in his tentacle goo before licking you from groin to face gave me a raging boner. He'd say, mmm, tasty, afterwards, and that made it all the hotter. I would enter the invincibility cheat and let him do with me what he wanted. It was the first thing I ever masturbated to.
I know exactly what he's talking about. I had that game.
It's a great game.
It's so good.
Great boss fight.
Thank you, John, for confessing that to over 100,000 people.
Oh, I want Andrew, you do this one because you can do the perfect Murph voice.
Oh, yeah. Interstellar. Well, all right. This one comes from Sully. I've been noticing gravity ever since I was very young. Murph!
Just like that impersonation.
Like, the thing about Matthew McConaughey, like, the top of his head is fine, but the bottom half looks like it's paralyzed. So you just, like, have to lock your mouth while you're talking and never move your jaw.
I really like him as an actor, just in that movie. Yeah, other line was, it's gravity, Murph.
It's gravity, Murph.
It's gravity. Murph. The numbers, Murph. It's Morse code, Murph.
It's all strings and wires, Murph!
That movie's good movie, though. Watch it.
Yeah, Interstellar's a good movie.
I want to watch it. Yeah,
it's a good movie. It's worth your time.
Oh, you haven't seen it? Yeah, it's fun.
No. Yeah, I want to see it. So the next
one comes...
They
brought us here, Merv.
The next one comes from Peef Spogdar. Good God, what an awesome name.
That is great.
Peef Spogdar.
Peef Spogdar.
What kind of pillow do you use? I don't know.
I recently bought one.
I actually feel strongly about this question because I love flat pillows, like, not too high. I don't know how people use too fluffy pillows too thick. Like, it just makes my neck hurt when I sleep on those.
I use, and I quote, Co-op Home Goods Premium Adjustable Loft Shredded Hypoallergenic Serta PUS Memory Foam Pillow with Signature Ultra Tech Washable Removable Cooling.
That's a good answer.
Available on Amazon. It's the best pillow I've ever owned. No joke.
I also have that one.
Oh, wait, no, sorry, I got cut off. Removable cooling bamboo derived rayon cover dash king.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's nice.
This next one's from Jacob Harper. Renee, give me more frequent back rubs. Hopefully she will listen to more authoritative figure. Keep up the great work, guys. I always look forward to your content each week.
Oh,
is that supposed to be Renee or is it?
Yeah, Renee. Renee, oh, give him more back rubs.
Renee,
yeah.
Give me more back rubs. More frequent ones.
The official council has decreed it. This one's you too, Andrew.
Oh, yeah. This is from Rain. Will there be a post show of Andrew and Jackson since one was Charlie and Kyla?
That.
Well, who's Kyla?
Kayla.
If you're not keeping up with the incel lore.
No,
Kayla's big among that community now.
So, you know how I love Kickspassion, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so he made a video about me, and he was trying to insult me, so he copied my face into paint and painted, like, little cockroaches on my face. But they're all just little black circles he drew in paint. And then he called me Kayla to make me sound girly.
Wow, I didn't know that.
As though, which...
Roasted.
That's fantastic.
I mean, I don't know why, because the name Kaya is feminine enough. He really didn't have to go the extra mile of making it Kayla. But I appreciate the effort. I appreciate him noticing me and shit.
Yeah, Kaya is an extremely feminine name. Like, every time, like in the past where I've mentioned Kaya to someone for the first time, they always assume you're a female.
Perfect. I remember I'm trans, man.
One time when I was in college, you called me on Skype. And I wasn't in the room, but when I got back, my friends were telling me some girl named Kaya, I think they called you, was calling me, and they were like, who's Kaya, huh? Did she got big old tits?
Like, should have been like, yeah.
I got solid. That's a boy. I got some solid pecs.
And her dick's bigger than mine.
Hairy chest. Well, I mean, ironically, it's the most butch and barbaric name in Turkish. It literally means rock. Just that stone. It's a literal translation of K-A-Y-A.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I think the answer is, the answer is question real quick. I think the post shows are just whoever can make it or whoever's around to do them. So, I mean, Depending on scheduling, I mean,
there was
maybe
one time. That was for fun. Yeah, Charlie and I just made
it. Well, there was also because neither of us.
I think we talked about fries and shit.
I mean, neither of us could make it, though. I remember that.
I forgot to wake up.
And I don't know, maybe.
And
I
then
was
we
dead.
Insulted Jackson in it, I think.
Yeah, and then I had to listen to it. It was the greatest form of insult I've ever. Like, you made me work for that insult. That was interesting.
I was clever. I thought that was smart.
Fuck. I don't remember exactly what
we said.
But
depending on who's around, we might do different groups of streams. So,
uh-huh. Well, we already do, really, don't we?
Yeah. Streams are less scheduled for us, so who knows? We'll be on doing stuff.
Not anymore.
We can still do impromptu ones.
No, well, of course. Only scheduled.
Stay tuned because next week we're going to be revealing our stream schedule.
No, this week.
All right.
Oh, well, next week. Yeah. Okay. I mean,
yeah.
Oh, this week we have the big thing to talk about, right? We'll do that at the end.
Yeah.
The thing in the chat.
Big thing.
Yeah.
The last one comes from Edgar Juan. He says, bienvenidos, damas y caballeros, en este momento en gustaría tomar un poco de tiempo y dar gracias al sponsor de esta semana, blueapron.com/official, para los ingredientes más frescos y por solo menos de $10, una comida inscribe en Blue Apron. Consiga sus primeras tres comidas gratis en blueapron.com/official. Eso es blueapron.com/official. P.S. Aaron, give me my mom back. Oh, it all came full circle.
Yeah. Nice. There we go. Also, we should wish Charlie, none of that was offensive or anyway, it won't damage Blue Apron's brand, right?
I understand a decent bit of it, and I think so, yeah. It's basically just saying visit our sponsor, blueapron.com.
It's literally like a Spanish translation of like the get it now for only $10. And
All right, beautiful. And thank you for that.
Although I like how he worked in that horrible racial slur halfway through.
Yeah,
that wasn't nice, though. Edgar. But hey, leave your favorite translation of our Blue Apron ad in the comments.
No, leave your favorite translation of our Blue Apron ad on a bus or a billboard.
And a billboard. And on planes. Hand out brochures.
Perhaps on a website.
Other people's comments.
Leave it where other people will find it.
All right. We're good.
It's time to wrap.
It's time to wrap it up. What were we going to announce? Oh, yeah, the shirt. We've got a new shirt. It's got our faces on it and also jack off so that you can jack off in style. It looks good.
You can jack off while looking at the shirt.
In style.
In style.
Yep.
All right. Wow. Thanks for watching this episode of the official podcast. Links in the description. Merch in bio. All that good stuff. We'll see you next week. Love you lots.
Bye-bye.
Oh, bye.